Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
I'm Ryan. This is Tony.
Hi.
Now, we're calling Blade, who is in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Now, we met Blade a few weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure
he had a terrible ear infection.
That's right.
Yes. Yep. And he was like trying to talk to us on one side of his face.
Yeah.
So that
it took me a while to click.
Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? Why are you angling away from me?
Why are you facing off to the side?
Yeah.
Oh, this ear doesn't work. Righto. Well,
right.
Hopefully Blade can hear the phone this time.
Yeah.
Hello, Blade speaking.
Hello, Blade speaking. It's Tony and Ryan speaking.
Can you hear us, Blade?
Tony and Ryan, I can. I've got my volume cranked full bore in the car, so I can actually hear something. Sorry for missing school.
How's that ear?
It's a lot better today than it was at the cinema.
Good.
I can hear a bit more. Certainly not nearly as in much as any pain, but yeah, still a bit deaf, as you've probably picked up with me missing the call.
What?
Yeah, no, we didn't call you. We called someone else.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not the 15th time we've tried to call you today. Don't worry about it at all. Hey, Blade, do you approve the podcast?
Of course. I'd love nothing more.
Yes. Even with one ear, he's still approving the podcast.
Hey, it's Blade from Brisbane, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, Tony has committed a crime.
Mm.
And knowing you're traditionally a stickler for the rules.
Thank you.
This is interesting territory.
This is actually a great way of talking about it. I think that, yes, I am a stickler for the rules, and that is, I like to know where I fit in, where I can and can't do things. And I found myself in a situation where I wasn't in control and I fucking didn't like it. And neither did most of Perth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that soon.
Overall, would you say your Perth trip, positive or negative?
I mean, I got COVID, so yeah. COVID positive. I'm proud of that. I liked that. That's good.
That's very good.
I think that the important thing about
COVID
jokes
made you
like
funnier?
That, I've probably got like a week's worth of gear like stored up. Like, cause
so
I
you're
started
ready to, you're ready to burst.
Yeah, because my ego started to really run low
right.
over the time because like Torbs doesn't think I'm funny. And I was only at home with him. I didn't have the energy to
so
talk
it's like
to
a tough
anybody.
Crowd every
yeah,
day.
Yeah. So I was getting booed yeah. every day. But what I was gonna say is the important things about the important thing about my shit jokes is to remind everybody that this podcast is not scripted, as you can tell.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was accusing us of that.
Well, they won't be now, even if they were. Glad this is a video show. Are you fucking serious?
My computer is now.
Your
and
phone,
my phone went
your
off
fucking
before.
Everything's
yeah. Okay, now we're ready to go, ready to go.
Oh, thanks for coming in
oh,
today.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
We've actually already started.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Is it fair to say it's always really awkward when you walk, like, into a conversation? Like, people are chatting and you sort of rock up. So maybe you're, like, at work or you're at a party and there's some friends and you're like, oh, it's my friends over there. And you walk over, but they're kind of, like, in the middle of something.
Or when you're, like, a bit of a floater. Like, at a party, say you're kind of, like, your friends haven't gotten there yet, so you kind of try and join in somewhere.
Were there retail workers chatting amongst themselves and you walk in?
And you walk up to the counter and you're like, I get you that Stephanie's boyfriend's cheating on her, but I'm just wondering if you got this in a size 10.
So do you, Tony Lodge, do you like...
Country Road size 10.
Do you just like wait or do you kind of, oh, hey, or if you just rock up and they're like chatting and laughing, and just like ease yourself in?
I normally just like... So in a retail situation, if the people that work there were chatting, I'd kind of just like pretend to be busy because I don't want to interrupt them because like I get it, but I also don't want to passive aggressively be like, sorry,
bing, 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 bing.
I see you guys having a chat back there.
Do you ever
like a mean mum?
Drop your, or you kind of get to the counter and just like.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll like
accidentally
pop,
make a noise.
Pop like the stuff that I'm going to buy on the counter and then. Go and look at something else.
Right, yeah.
Or something.
Yep.
You know, I've done that before. But at a party, I'm like, I'm obviously not like a quiet person.
No.
And so, yeah, shocker. And so normally I'm not, not really good at smoothly walking up and just like joining a combo, I normally walk up and just be like, oh my God, hi, like I recognize you or whatever. I actually have been to
Grand Entrance Lodge.
Yeah, but just because I'm like, if I don't do that now, later on I can't then like introduce myself and it gets, so I'm kind of like, I do it as a favor for like future me.
Yeah.
Because you know when you've been at a party. Early. Yeah, you've been at a party for half an hour and you're like, I've really wasted my like walk-in opportunity to do that. I actually went to a party once at our producer Cam's house.
Yeah.
And we were standing, like it was in the backyard. It was this like real cool area of Melbourne, like in Brunswick. And so everybody there like was cool as fuck. I was the least cool person there. It was my boyfriend Torbs and I and Sash, a girl we used to work with.
Yep.
And we were standing there, the three of us are the least popular people there. And then this guy walks in and you could tell that he didn't know anybody. And I was like, hey, bro, I'm Tony. Because I just hope to pay it forward and hope that one day someone does that to me at a party when I walk in and my friends aren't there yet.
Has anyone done that for you?
No. I don't go to parties much. Yeah.
I was going to say, this story sounds weird because you never leave the house.
Do you know what? I love a house party. There is fucking nothing. No, we don't clap on the podcast. No, we decided that last week.
Did we?
Yeah, people in the thread said,
I thought we decided
no,
to clap. It's fucking awesome.
No, I think we decided. Anyway, nothing better than a house party. I miss that so much. And that's the worst thing about not having lots of friends in Melbourne is that I never get invited to house parties.
Remember when I invited you to New Year's and you left at 6 p.m.?
Because we had other stuff on. Nah, it was a hot day. We took Pippa home. We went home to Pippa. Didn't take her home. Went home to Pip.
It's a good house party.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean when I say house party. That wasn't like a house party.
A party in the house. What do you mean?
No, but you know what I mean.
What's the difference?
Like, what was that like? A chill hang?
Oh, I said when we were teenagers, it was like, Mum, it's not a party, it's a gathering.
Gathering, yeah, a gatho, actually, we used to say.
Gatho?
Yeah.
Gatho?
In Raleigh's son, it was gatho.
That's
the... having a gav.
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 Are you... I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, because you're 15 years older than me.
Thank you. I mean, dog years.
That was really funny.
Thank you, I'm actually
that
hilarious.
Was really funny. Sorry, were you going somewhere with this?
I go to get Bridget a coffee the other day.
Oh, party, obviously, happening.
Yeah.
house party.
Rock up and there's no one else in the store. So, you know, it's usually a three-person setup, right? There's the person at the counter, the one that does the coffee, and the one that does the milk. That's like your stock. You set up, right?
Is the person doing the milk a separate person from the person doing the coffee?
Yeah. Like
is
one,
it?
One's doing the actual, you know, the beans into the, you know, getting the shot and then the other one's doing the milk. What kind of...
If it's busy.
What kind of...
But normal
la-dee-da places are you going to that are just run about over them?
No.
There's always a milk guy.
The opposite of a la-dee-da then if I'm going to places that have one person.
Not la-dee-da. I mean like who's running this show? It's all over the place. It's
last
a circus.
Last
yeah, that's what I So there's three of them having a chat.
Okay.
And
are they facing like outwards as in into the shop so they could see people coming in or
so
were they
the coffee lady and the milk lady are up towards me mm-hmm. but the one who like takes the orders she's facing away from me talking to them and she's fucking red hot.
No, you can't have your back to the audience.
Yeah, so the greatest sentence you can ever hear when you rock up mid conversation because I've walked in and like it's mid convo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Do I say anything?" And all I
And then I said, "No, you can't fuck me in the ass."
Not far off it. Oh. But she just goes, I wish you'd just tell me to my fucking face.
Oh.
And I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know who
but
she is.
But something's fucking popping off.
But I am fucking down for whatever is happening. I'm like, tell me everything, right? I'm like, oh.
Give me the goss.
I'm so invested.
Yeah.
So the other two have then like, seeing
clocked
me.
That you're in there.
Yeah, and then obviously heard what...
And you said there was, like, no other customers in there. Okay.
Nah. And so they've gone, like kind of... Because her job is the first part of the thing.
Yeah.
She's the register girl.
Yeah, and you know when you kind of have to, oh, hi, how are you? Yeah. In the hope that the person who isn't paying attention...
So she turns around and she's... She was so into her story, I think she's forgot where she is.
Yeah.
And I reckon I've picked up on this... And so when she's just turned around and I just went, oh, what did she say?
Yeah, that's what I would have said too.
Yeah. But
who's the bitch? Yeah.
And she was just, Again, still unaware that A, she's at work, B, that I'm a customer, and C, that like we don't know each other. But because I said it like I was there the whole time,
yeah.
I've gone, so what did she say? And then she just goes, she's just such a fucking bitch and I'm just so over her. And I'm like, and then she goes, hang on, who the fuck are you? Where am I? Oh, I'm at work.
My God, was she having a fever dream?
But I think it's like the way I just went, oh, what'd she say?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, that sounds interesting. I was just like, I was in there.
Yeah, it wasn't as if you're like, oh, drama bomb. Like,
yeah, you know, exactly. Like, yeah. So she says, I'm just so fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
And then she, like, she didn't say anything. The other two didn't say anything, but all three had a face. The other two were like, does this bitch know she's at work right now? And the one at the front.
And they're probably looking at you going, what kind of customer are you? Like, please don't be an asshole.
Oh, well, I kind of started it when I said.
But, like, they're probably thinking, they might have been thinking you were taking the piss. Well, they might have been thinking that you were, no, but they might have thought that you were being like, oh, well, what did she say? Because this conversation's so important that my coffee has to wait, because there's a lot of condescending, fucking passive-aggressive people that would do that.
Sounds like you've spent a lot of time in the line at Dome.
I just think.
Dome mums are a different kind of mum.
Yeah.
You're right, they'd have that energy.
You know what I mean?
So they've both gone like,
what's this guy's going to say?
Yeah. And then she's gone, oh, I'm at work, I don't know this guy. And I've just fucking said, she's a bitch and I'm fucking sick of her bullshit. And she just goes, oh, sorry, can I get you something?
Yeah, I'd love a coffee actually.
Well, yeah.
I'd love the tea.
Hey, it's Blay from Brisbane, and you're listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Shout out to a few of our champion tapions from the Patreon. Billy Brusso the IV.
Right.
Where are the other three? Hopefully paying for their own membership.
Do you like that? That kind of...
Sorry.
Do you like that?
Like a junior, a senior, a third, a fourth. It sounds so incredible, doesn't it? Like,
so my...
Oh, I'm actually Tony Lodge the third. Like, I think that's really interesting.
So my...
It's a conversation starter. Look at us now.
Birth father, they were all the same name. And he just said the logistics was wild because you get a thing in the mail and it says your name. Because
whose is it?
Whose is it? Or someone calls the house and go, yeah, can I speak to Joel? And they go, yeah, which one? And he goes, it's actually... Because I was the same...
So then do you become like big Joel, little Joel, medium Joel? Like, is that kind of what happens?
When he had kids, he was like... This is the end of the line.
Isn't your brother's name Cole?
Yeah, so he went, he had kids and I was like.
So they went, okay, well, we won't do Joel.
Cole. Hi, I want to speak to something that rhymes with schmoll.
Yeah.
No, psych, who could it be? Yeah.
Rosie Berry, thank you very much. Alex Eder, Sarah M, Jordan Montgomery, Alison Cox and Scotty D.
Scotty D.
Thank
the D and the
much.
Cox next to each other.
Oh.
Sword fights ahoy.
Get your condoms out. So just before we got COVID, so it feels like we're going back in time a little bit.
Yep.
Just before we got back from, before we got COVID. So I've still got COVID brain.
Yeah.
We went to Perth.
Yep.
So I was going over to, because all my family is there. I was going to see my family. Torbs and I, my partner, we were going for one of his friend's weddings. And you and I, Ryan, were like, well, we've got a few things that we would love to, you know, we'd love to go and meet people in Perth. My book had only just come out like 2 days before. So we were like, oh, we'll do a little book signing. And so we ended up going for like 5 days. And when we all got the same flight, you, Torbs and I, and when we landed in Perth, you'd hired a car because you were like, I'm going to be here for a couple of days, just make things a bit easier. And you actually can't really be in Perth without a car.
The public transport isn't...
it's not great.
It takes ages.
Everything's really far apart as well. Like, the other thing, though, which I did say to you when we were in Perth, which is so funny, is that in Perth there's parking everywhere. Like in Melbourne, when you go, oh, we'll go somewhere, there's probably no parking.
Yep.
in Perth, there's parking everywhere because there's not really any apartments. So like there's
apartments, what fuck places?
I think especially in the city, because it's like if there's 10 spots on the street, that would normally be enough for five houses.
Yeah.
But then they put an apartment building up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden 300 people live there instead of two.
Welcome to the Social Demographics Podcast.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is when you like, you know how they come out every year and they're like, oh, here's like Australia's most livable city or the world's most livable city. Would you, how high up is parking for you? Because I feel like parking is a big issue for you.
Parking, as in like at my house, do you mean?
Just in general life.
Oh, yeah. Because it's just, it's annoying when you go somewhere and you can't park. Mm. Or when you go, well, I've got to park ages away, or the parking only lasts an hour. So or, when, you know, all
when
that
we were
stuff.
Looking for a new studio when we got kicked out of the radio station, we were looking at a few places and it was like,
can we park there?
What's to do with the parking? And that was before, like, do you have a microphone? Is there a soundproof wall? You're like, where's the parking?
Well, because I think it's more important because, like, all of, like, a microphone can be bought. I can't build a parking space.
I agree it's important and I agree with what you just said, when you're thinking about a podcast studio, is a car park more important than a microphone?
Well,
is it though?
If you were negotiating a work contract,
yeah.
Is a parking spot something that you would be like, do I have a parking spot?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Like, I feel like it is something that is, because...
Is it fair to say it's higher on your list than a regular person?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, if I have to go somewhere every day and spend all day there, I don't want to be going, like, it's 5:02, I've got to go down and move my car. Or fucking, I've got to redo my parking because it costs $12 a fucking hour or whatever. Yep. Anyway, but in Perth there's, like, parking everywhere and you need a car. Because we were going to be there for a few days, my brother, who we stayed with, my brother and his wife and their two kids, he is a car guy.
Yeah.
And...
He showed us all his cars.
Yeah, so we went and you drove us to pick up the car from my brother.
Yep.
And we went out and saw the car that you'd hired. And they went, oh, Mr. Dunn, we'll give you this upgrade because we're out of the other car that you asked for or whatever. And you're like, yep, whatever. Like, I don't care. A car's a car.
Couldn't care less.
And we walked out and it was huge.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pull the car out for us to be able to, like, get our stuff in.
The car was obnoxiously big.
It
was big, manly four drive.
Massive, like a Ford Everest or something. Like, it was just gigantic.
Yep.
And then you dropped me off at my brother's and you met my brother and my family and stuff.
Yep.
And then my brother goes, oh, so the car was going to give you, like, my nephew had it or something or other. And he goes, I'll just give you my car. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And it was even bigger than the car that you'd hired.
My obnoxiously massive car looked like a mini.
It was like a fucking RV. Like, this car was...
Did it have a double bed in the back? Bathroom, ensuite?
Actually.
Kitchen?
And so... It's a Land Rover Defender, if that means anything to anybody, but it's fucking, there's like a ladder on the side of the back because it's like to get onto the roof.
Is that a
movable fortress?
Is the ladder a bit of a fucking...
Oh, I don't
know. Is it
really,
a gimmick or is it like...
Well, I don't know. Why would you need to get on the roof of a car? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know. I saw the ladder and was like, are you
like,
going upstairs or something?
Yeah, like what's up there? It's like, do you know what I mean? This car comes with
a rooftop terrace.
Yeah. Yes, actually. Yeah, a lovely entertaining area. Anyway, so he gives me this fucking, the car keys, and I'm like, Jamie, I can't drive this around. I drive a little hatchback.
Yep.
And like.
I'm a Yaris girl.
You know? And anyway, he was like, you'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine. And I was like, well, I don't even know how to get into the thing. Like, hopefully some stairs, like, roll out the bottom. Yeah, you detach them and put them down. Anyway, and he's teaching me how to use it and, like, how the buttons work. And he casually, like, mentions that the height is 2.1 metres. But because he's a car guy, he's, like, saying all this shit that doesn't mean anything to me anyway.
Yeah, he's just saying numbers. He could be speaking French or Braille or whatever. Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, is that a brag? Like, is that, like, a, you know, oh, well, I don't know if you know this, but the car's 2.1
metres. It's a 4.0. If you pop the hood, it's got a 7.3.
Yeah, and if you open the door to the back, it's got a 5.2 fucking ding-dong, whatever.
He dropped a bit of that on me when he was telling me about his sports car.
Oh, yeah, see, like...
Did I do good in just, like, humouring him?
I wasn't really listening. I was, like, talking to my sister, but, like, I get it.
Yeah, because he was like, it's got this, and I was like, fuck, yeah.
Mm,
nice. I was like, I also don't... Not being rude, but I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think he was just excited to meet you as well, and because I think you kind of went, oh, you've got the cars around there, he probably took that as you being like, tell me about it.
Okay.
You know what
my
I mean?
My bad.
No, yeah. But I think it was nice.
Okay.
But anyway, so you and I ran around all morning and did a million things. And Torbs was in the car with me. And we went, okay, cool. We need to be in the city together at 5 p.m. for this book signing.
Yep.
And it was like 2 p.m. We were like, cool, we'll split up for the afternoon. You can go to your hotel. I'll go home, have a shower before we go to this thing. 5 p.m. I think universally is peak hour. And
I think the traditional term is fucked.
Yeah, actually, thank you. Yeah.
Traffic, fucked.
The scientific
roads,
term.
Fucked.
Just absolutely cooked.
Chaos.
And because, like I said, in Perth, everybody drives everywhere.
Yep.
So it's not just buses and trams or whatever. It is actually just a million cars on the road. It's peak hour. We're rushing around. Torbs is in the front passenger seat and he finds this parking garage on St. George's Terrace. St. George's Terrace is probably the main arterial of Perth City.
Yeah.
So it takes you from, like, basically from King's Park, which is like the inner city park, all the way down through everything. And then that kind of backs you back out to like Vic Park-ish, right?
Would you say? Is it fair to say every city has those two or three main city streets, and this is one of them.
And this is one of them.
This ain't some laneway. This isn't near the thing. It's like, this is
the
one.
Yeah. Yep. And because there's like a lot of public transport as well, there's probably like every time there's a bus stop, there's probably six bus stops because it's like lots of different kind of drop-in, drop-off spots. Torbs finds this parking garage on St. George's Terrace. It's about 2 minutes walk from where I needed to meet you. It's a really narrow entry, kind of like pokey out from the main road. And I'm in this fucking boat.
Yep.
Like huge. I'm trying to drive this fucking building around. And anyway, there's like pedestrians walking up and down. There's all these people walking, people waiting for buses. The traffic is just absolutely fucked. There's people on like e-scooters and shit, just like, there could not be more, like every man and his dog is like standing exactly where I need to be. I turn around the corner, only just, like kind of make it into this entryway, and the parking garage is like down a little hill.
Down a little ramp, yeah.
Yeah, down a little ramp. And
little hill.
Little hill. And as I enter the parking garage, there's like all these guys standing like waiting for me to kind of go through so they could keep walking. And they like look down the little ramp, look back at me and go,
nah.
And shake their head.
This bitch is kidding us.
And I was just like, hey, just because I'm a little girl in a big car, like, you know, this, I can do this. Like I can reverse park like a motherfucker. Like there's nowhere I can't get into and out of.
Well,
it turns out actually that was
I was going to say, when you say there's nowhere I can't,
yeah.
I don't think they were judging the driver, mate. I think they were just doing the maths.
So
is that fair to say?
Yeah. So they're eyeballing this thing and going, no fucking way. And I'm like, nah, she'd be right.
Watch it.
I see the hanging bar thing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's
yeah,
like.
What's that saying?
Clearance, 1.9 metres.
And what are you rolling?
2.1. Because I didn't even. Do you know what? I would not have even. I would have driven there and gotten stuck.
Well.
Like I would not have even thought about it.
So the two of us have lived the Toyota Yaris life.
Yep.
Where those numbers, who gives a fuck?
I've never read them before.
There's no place a Yaris ain't getting it.
Yeah. So I'm just like, whatever. And if Jamie hadn't have told me what it was, I would have just driven in there and I would have been stuck.
So when did you click that I'm not fitting through there?
After I'd pulled off the main street and was blocking the,
like the footpath?
Half of the footpath.
Oh my God.
Because I'd gotten in as far as I could go and it was one way. I couldn't. So it's not as if there was like the exit as well where I could do like an 85-point turn and try and get out of there.
Nah.
There was no way in. There was no way out. I'm halfway onto the footpath. I'm halfway out of the parking garage. There's about 20 buses. Everything's on fire.
Is this your worst nightmare?
Oh, my God, yes.
Because you even like the cars, like you hate like taking up space.
Yeah,
like,
I hate being in the way.
I don't want to be in the way. I don't want to inconvenience people. So I know what I'll do. At 5 o'clock, when everyone's just knocked off a minute earlier, they're rushing to catch their train. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to park this boat across the footpath.
Yep, and fuck a bunch of people up, basically. And also, have you ever seen the show 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how, like, as it went in and out of the ad break, it would be like, do, do, do. It would be like the timer counting down.
Yeah.
That was also happening because I was running late because of the traffic.
Mm.
So I'm, like, stressed about how late I'm going to be. I'm stressed about this thing. I'm trying to reverse this car. Sorry, not car.
Boat.
This fucking house recreational boat. Fucking vehicle back out of this thing.
737.
And it's got, you know, 700 cameras on it. So I'm like, okay, at least I can see everything.
Yeah.
I start to go and then someone would kind of like run behind the car because they were like, well, what's she fucking doing?
And does that set the beepers off?
Sets the beepers off, but also then they're jumping out of the way, very dramatic. I wasn't even moving. And but there's like buses, cars, people on bikes, people walking, everything moving behind me. It's fucking peak hour. I can't do anything. I'm like stuck in this huge car. And I, instead of being like, all right, I just need to get out of here, I just froze. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I actually don't know what to do because I can't go in. I can't get out. There's a million people watching me. And I just started to panic.
Would you say you're calm in a crisis?
Normally, no. And this was this no time, exception.
No. Also no.
So
because your normal reaction, like fight or flight, you are a flight. You're a fucking run.
Yeah, I'm just like, cool, that's not for me.
So one time you drove to work here and there wasn't a car park and you went, I'm going home. Well, and you went home and then...
What else was I going to do?
Find a park.
But there was no parking.
Well, not there wasn't a park directly out the front. But anyway, but your natural reaction is like, I'll just leave and I'll figure this out later.
Because I don't like to waste time either. So I'm kind of like, oh, right,
but that's your fine. Natural response is not available to you because they just go is...
I can't just go. Yeah. I can't just leave.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. The natural reaction is not available to you at
100%.
This time.
100%. So...
So what did you do?
I was like...
And you walked home from Perth.
Yeah. So, like, I kept trying to, like, inch backwards, and every time I did that, someone would fucking jump out of, like, very dramatic. Like, I wasn't obviously going to hit anyone, and the car had 900 cameras on it, so I could see everything that was going on.
Do you think it's up to people... When they go, oh, she's pulled into the wrong spot, poor bitch. I'm just going to get out of her way.
Let's give her a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have thought so.
If I was in that situation, I'd be panicked. So maybe I'll just stand here and just go, hey, what's 60 seconds to me at the end of the day?
Well, so in the end, there was only one option. And it was me being like, Torbs, you have to get out of the car.
No, you did not.
And stop the traffic. So Torbs gets out of the car. And he stops all the foot traffic enough for me to kind of like back out onto the street.
Is he making sounds? Because I would imagine something like this.
Yeah. And then as I'm out of the sidewalk and everyone's kind of stopped because I'm obviously moving, then he walks onto the street and stops the three lanes of cars and buses. And bikes as well, because I needed to get out onto the road too. No one was letting me in.
Oh.
And I backed out and I kind of was halfway on the pedestrian crossing because I just had to try and like maneuver this fucking boat out of this tiny spot. And then I was like, I've got to find more parking. Anyway, I ended up finding another spot and sprinting to the signing where we were meeting everybody. Mm. And I told, like, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, such a drama with the parking.
Now I know this. I'm glad I didn't cause a scene about you being late.
Oh, that would have been a real shame. Mm. And then anyway, like, I'm in such a flap and I'm just, like, so pissed off that, like, my brother, love him to death. Like, he is, I love him so much. But at the time I'm like, why did he give me this huge fucking car? Like, I was just so upset. Anyway, we get.
It must suck having a loving brother who just give you. Land Rover Defender or whatever it was.
So I get home.
How do you do it?
We get home from the book signing, right? And I'm really excited because we're going to have dinner together. Yep. And it was the day we got there, so I hadn't really caught up with them. And anyway, I get home. I'm in such a flap.
Did you give him attitude?
And I was like, and he was like, oh, how'd everything go? And I was like, oh my God, your car is massive. And he was like, oh, what happened? He's like laughing. And I was just like, yeah. So luckily you told me how tall it was. And he goes, where was your book signing? And I was like, in the city. He goes, St. George's Terrace parking garage. He goes, I've been stuck there a couple of times. I was like,
thanks for the heads up, mate.
Yeah, thanks Jesus so much. Christ. He knew the exact one I was talking about. And I was like, great.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Oh, appreciate that.
Yeah.
When I knew you were going to be late, I actually was about to message you and not thinking and say, why don't you just get Torbs to drop you off and he'll go park it?
I did yell at Torbs about that in the car. I was like, wouldn't it be great if you could just keep driving around and I could just get out? And he was like, sorry.
Is he going to cave or is he just going to cop the shit?
I don't know. I actually don't know. And every time we go home, his family and my family are like, oh, still can't drive. Like, so he's had his fix of like copping shit over it like last week.
He's just too resilient. Yeah. For his own good. And your good.
Yeah, my good. Yeah. Think about my good.
Yeah, you can't wear him down. I'm glad you've survived to tell the tale.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have a love to see it to Please, try and bring back us up. Back. In our Facebook group, Iko Resendiz shared a you love to see it. I just got back from competing at the Pole Championship Series, which is like a bodybuilding championship thing, which is like apparently it's held at the Arnold Schwarzenegger Center and he like goes to this thing and it's right like it's just like deal. A really big deal. They said, just got back from competing. Money has been really tight, but my fiance and I prioritize it as it makes me really, really happy. I walked in feeling super out of my league. You know when you kind of walk in somewhere and you're feeling pretty good, but then you're like, oh, there's a lot of people here that obviously know what they're doing. And I felt really out of my league, but I won a silver medal.
Woo!
How good is that? So thankful for my fiance, teammates and coaches for making this happen and pushing me harder to be the best athlete I can be. Not relatable for me, but I do love to see
it. You do love to see that too. Yeah. I don't want to like downplay what they've done.
What?
I feel like everyone that goes to a bodybuilding contest, they always win.
Oh.
Like, is there 75 different... Like, every person...
I think there is a lot of categories.
But...
Poor Iko.
But Iko's dominated his category.
Well, they've told us that they're really excited about this and you're like, oh, well, you know, how, it's so easy to win.
I'm not saying
I'd
it's
love for you to walk in there and walk out with a prize. Not. If you're saying, like, everyone wins that enters, I'd love to see your fucking trophy,
bro. I've never heard of someone going and not winning. Hamish Blake won.
Oh, so where's your trophy? Oh, no, that's just a bottle of juice. Interesting. Oh, and a coffee cup and a water bottle and little ham and cheese croissant container.
That was yours? And you ate that croissant. Have you eaten? Oh, don't leave anything for me, mate.
Interesting. Oh, well, everyone wins. So if you'd love a trophy, head on down to the Pole Championships. Apparently, it's incredibly easy. You know what? I changed. That's not even my love to see it now. Apparently, it's so easy.
I've got a love to see it.
Oh.
From Tarpa Blade.
Oh, easy to have that name.
Blade is getting the blade and doing the world's greatest shave.
Oh, well, anyone can do that. Do you know anyone can do that? Producer Cam's done it. My mum did it. Involuntarily, obviously.
I've actually done it as well.
Have you? It's not about That's me. So easy.
It is. It actually
anyone
is.
Can do it.
They actually can. Yeah. Myself and my best mate, says Blade.
Oh, it's so easy to have a best mate. Yep. Anyone can have one.
We're doing the world's greatest shave this year. The support has been amazing. So many people supporting us, giving money and raising money for the leukemia research. Oh. I am truly terrified about what I'm going to look like bald and with no beard. But if it helps just one person, I'll be a very happy man.
Oh, I can't even be an asshole about this, but it's so easy to just
It actually
do
is
that.
Easy. So Blade, lift your game.
Blade, oh, that's what they'll be using. Shave his head.
But is he going to win the world's greatest shave?
Yeah, I mean, is he going to come out with a trophy? No, Blade, that's amazing. Iko, it's also amazing. Sorry that Ryan was such a jerk off about that. Okay.
I was a jerk about it.
Yeah.
And I regret it.
Well.
I think I was just so agitated because I felt your pain of the parking story and I needed an outlet.
No, don't. No. Yep. Don't pretend that you're
it's
on my side.
It's because I'm so empathetic to you. I felt bad.
I mean, it's not a competition, but it's so easy to win. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, watching. I think we need the weekend away from each other.
Yeah, please don't look at me. I've got something for you on Monday, though, and I'm describing it as Big Torb's energy.
Big Torb's energy? Did he direct some traffic? Oh.
I love that he directed traffic.
Yeah, and he's quite a shy person.
It's not in his.
It's not like, you know, if you said, hang on, mate, I've got this, I'd go, yep, that's a Ryan thing.
Did he offer or was he told?
I was like, mate, you're going to have to. And he was like, yep. And he jumped straight out. Like, he wasn't like, oh, Tony, please don't make me. He was like, yep. Like, we cannot get out of here otherwise. Imagine if I'd been in the car on my own.
I don't think we'd see you again.
I think I'd still be there.
I think so too.
Yeah. Fuck.
Or just left the car.
Yeah, the key's in it. Take it.
Is it worth much?
Well, we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Love you, bye.
Enjoy your competitions where you may or may not win.
I mean, it's so easy. Everyone will walk away with a trophy this weekend. Love you.